This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. The Oil and Natural Gas Corporation Limited, ONGC, has successfully capped the leaking crude oil well in Assam Sivasagar yesterday. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, announced that the blowout, which started on the 12th of this month, has been capped successfully within the shortest possible time, following all the best practices. He commended the crisis management team of ONGC along with the international well control experts for stopping the gas well blowout through meticulous planning and concerted efforts. The minister noted that the operation was executed in a safe manner without any injury, casualty or fire, testifying the competency of crisis management. He also thanked the Assam Chief Minister and state officials for the excellent and continuous support to the teams. The second Northeast Geology and Mining Ministers Conclave, being organized by the Ministry of Mines in collaboration with the Ministry of Coal and Government of Assam, is underway in Guwahati. The conclave began yesterday and will conclude today. The conclave, being held under the Government of India's vision, Viksit Bharat, was participated by all 8 northeastern states. The event aims to promote sustainable and scientific mining, improve ease of doing business in the resource sector, and strengthen center-state coordination for balanced regional development. The two-day conclave signifies a strong convergence of efforts between the Ministry of Mines and the Ministry of Coal, aligning energy security with regional development and environmental sustainability. The event is expected to serve as a catalyst for future investments, innovation and inclusive growth in the northeastern region. The conclave features NLC India's limited ambitious plan to set up 1,000 megawatt of solar power capacity in Assam, contributing to the national target of achieving 500 GW of non-fossil energy by the year 2030. Hot and humid conditions are very likely to prevail at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till today. The India Meteorological Department also said that the southwest monsoon has further advanced into parts of Punjab, Rajasthan and Haryana and predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places in several states. The Northeast Frontier Railway is putting in all efforts to restore the Lumding Badarpur Hill section in Assam, severely impacted by multiple incidents of earth slips due to heavy rain, which has disrupted rail services to Tripura, Mizoram, Manipur and South Assam for the fifth day yesterday. Northeast Frontier Railway General Manager Chetan Kumar Srivastav, who visited the site to review the situation and assess the progress, said that the frontier was progressing rapidly towards early restoration of the affected location in the Lumding Badarpur Hill section. However, until the restoration is completed, it has been decided to cancel certain trains for the safety of passengers. Passengers are requested to stay updated through official railway communication channels for further information regarding train movements and restoration of services. In Manipur, the annual Kang Festival was celebrated with hundreds of people coming out to see the pulling of the decorated chariots bearing the sacred idols of Lord Jagannath, Balabhadra and Subhadra to the streets of Imphal and across the valley. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla visited the Sri Sri Govindaji Temple in Imphal and offered his prayers for peace, prosperity and well-being of the people. He also extended his greetings to the citizens of the state. Devotees in large numbers took part in pulling the traditional chariot, locally known as Kang, and offered seasonal fruits, flowers, sweets and prayers at various halts along the procession route. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma emphasized that while promoting local languages is important, English remains an integral part of the identity and functioning of the Northeast. Sangma responded to recent remarks made by Union Home Minister Amit Shah regarding the use of English during a press conference held in Kohima. He clarified that Shah's comments had two distinct elements. First, a reflection that people might one day feel ashamed for not knowing their mother tongue, and second, a broader call to promote Indian languages encompassing all regional languages, not just Hindi. Sangma noted that this includes languages such as Khasi, Garo, Naga dialects, as Assamese and many others. Nagaland celebrated World MSME Day with a series of significant initiatives spearheaded by the Department of Industries and Commerce, Kohima. On the occasion, several pivotal developments were launched, including the raising and accelerating MSME performance, Nagaland portal and the revamped departmental website, both designed to provide MSMEs with enhanced resources, accessibility and support. A memorandum of understanding was also signed between the Government of Nagaland and the Quality Council of India. This agreement aims to elevate quality standards and foster excellence across various sectors, particularly in industry and commerce. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong.